Farm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So a couple of nights from now is my opening night.
Opening night for Irma.
Opening night is, I think, for most actors, like the... And you should all know this. Like, don't go the last night of a show.
Serious?
Oh, they're so ready to be done. However, the people who go the last night paid as much money as the people who go the first night. So they should get the exact same show.
So Irma Bombeck at Wits End starring Pam Sherman.
At Jeeva.
Jeeva Theater. So
and there's other shows going on at the same time, which is what I love about Jeeva. Mm-hmm. There's the other Josh Cohen is also happening at the same time that this is. So you can go see, you could just go from one theater to the other. It's like a multiplex of theaters.
Yeah, I know. It's
but it's really exciting. Rehearsals are brief, and then you're just like thrown out there to an audience expecting the best.
One-woman show.
All by yourself.
Yeah, immersed. That's scary.
That's scary, and I'll tell you why. You see, I play in a band. Now, I have sometimes as many as 12 people on stage with me, which is great. Sometimes, usually we're an 8-piece band, but sometimes I make it. And it's great to have 10, 12 people on stage because it's not just you. When I play solo guitar with myself, I can't play in front of anybody.
Well, I actually think, I don't think you're ever alone as an actor. You have a collaborator in the director and
honey,
the
when you're
set
on
designer.
Stage,
and
you're
that,
alone.
Right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are.
No, it's up to you. You can lie to me, but you can't lie to you.
I am alone, but it's a definite like give and take with the audience.
It is,
and
it is.
I'll never forget my very last performance. I was in Sheer Madness, which is the longest running show in American theater history at the Kennedy Center.
Wow.
And I normally wore contact lenses, but that day, because I was tired and I'd been in the show for a year and a half, like 8-10 shows a week, and I forgot my contact lenses and I couldn't go on with my glasses because the character didn't wear glasses. So I was blind.
Oh, man.
And it was made for the most exciting show because everybody was just a blur, but it really forced me to listen and pay attention. And I think when you're alone on stage, it forces you to pay attention. You can't like have this thing in the back of your head like, oh, he messed up his line. Oh, he's not standing there. Because let's be honest, you're not an insane person. You're not completely becoming that character.
Right.
But I feel like when you inhabit the character and you're truly listening and present, it can be transformative for an audience. And I can only hope that it's as transformative for them as
I'm
it has been for
sure
me.
It will be. So break a leg.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.